Michael Avery with Classic Business on Classic 1027.
Well, we're roughly a week away from knowing which are South Africa's top conscious companies when the winners of the Conscious Companies Awards for 2018, which are partnered by Liberty, are announced. Last night, we spoke to Margaret Hirsch, co-founder and chief operating officer of Hirsch's Home Stores, a very well-known brand, and a formidable panel of judges, including Mr. Corporate Governance. Judge Mervyn King have evaluated all the nominations. Tonight, we've got two more finalists in studio, and one of them is actually a competitor of the sponsor, which is quite unique. Sometimes you see sponsors trying to squash that kind of thing, which is good to see. Philip Tomlinson, CEO of Different Life. Good to see you again, Philip.
Good evening.
And Pepe Moresi, CEO of Joe Public, Chief Creative Officer. Pepe, good to meet you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, Philip, you've sort of taken the shared value approach to life insurance, and I recall attending your launch event back in 2015, a very interesting model that almost even goes beyond shared value, because there's only one value in the business model. Just recap what it is that makes Different Life different.
So we sell life insurance policies underwritten by a cell captive insurer, so technically we're a broker. But what we do is try and take life insurance and make it something that our customers can feel good about. The way we do that is, instead of charging 12 premiums a year, we simplify it a bit. We charge 11, and the first and every anniversary payment is a different donation. That means the money doesn't come to the insurer. It goes to our crowdfunding philanthropy platform, different.org. And from there, the policyholder can choose from a range of projects to allocate that donation. The projects are in the environment, healthcare, education, job creation, and poverty alleviation. We curate the projects, and we make sure that the money goes exactly where it's intended. What this does for our customers is it turns them into instant philanthropists. We then work with them. It's a little bit unusual for a life insurance company to be shoulder to shoulder with clients, but that gives us opportunity to engage with them. If they tell their friends about us and someone else signs up for a policy, then both the referrer and the referee get a different donation. Every time a project is completed, we feed the information about that project back to the customers. So rather than infomercials, we spend our money putting documentaries together explaining the work that's being done by the NGO partners that we work with.
And that really closes the loop for the individual. It's not sort of this parachute type donation and then they've forgotten about the cause that they're supporting.
Absolutely. It's so difficult for NGOs to get the benefit that they could get if they were a for-profit business and they spent money marketing what they were doing and telling those stories. They could build their brand, but no one wants to donate money for marketing budget. They want to donate money to the cause. So what we've done is we've taken the life insurance marketing budget and aligned it with those projects. So when we talk about the projects, we talk about different.org, we talk about the different brand, and that way we can promote the entire business. And that's a virtuous circle. It means the better or the more successful we are in transforming South Africa through these impact initiatives, the more successful the business is, the more people we have on board, the more money we have available through different donations to reinforce the cycle.
And there's really one aim. You're not balancing CSI on the one hand and being profitable on the other. You've got one focus in the business.
Absolutely. Profit is critically important to any business, as is compliance. But very few businesses focus on maximizing compliance. So we see that profit hygiene factor, it'll take care of itself if we take care of our customers. And yeah, focusing on maximizing impact works right the way through the system. I recognize the huge contribution that so many conscious companies make. I don't envy them a need to focus distinctly on profit and on impact. For us, it's one and the same, and that baked-in effect is what we believe makes our model so powerful.
What sort of traction have you seen so far?
We struggle, as with every life insurance organization, that you don't wake up every day thinking about buying a life insurance policy. On the days you do, hopefully you think first of all of the company that is working with you to change South Africa. Where we've seen a hugely positive impact of the model on our customers, and this speaks to the basics of life insurance. You want to get your customers on the book and then keep them there as long as possible.
Yeah.
To build that loyalty, an insurer doesn't have a lot to talk about but premiums and claims. Our engagement with customers has meant that the level of cancellations from customers engaging with a different donation is less than half that of the rest of the customer book.
That's a great point, and why I think specifically it's going to be very difficult for the insurers to break into the banking market versus the financial sort of the banks breaking into the insurance market, because the touch points you have with your customer are really when you claim, which are few and far between. Online banking, you're almost on there every day, but this is something else. Pepe, you're a branding man, so I'm going to ask you what you think of this particular business model after you share how you approach conscious leadership in your organization. I mean, you've been around since 1998. You've seen the evolution of branding and PR and communications. How do you approach and really embody and live this idea of being a conscious leader in a society that, let's face it, business is not trusted? We see corporate scandal after corporate scandal, and corporate governance seems to be an afterthought.
Well, one could say in an industry where we are often compared to used car salespeople, you know, or we sell insurance, I sell beer, I sell chicken products, I sell anything that comes through our door. We sell what our clients demand from us, and often you could argue those things don't have a good impact on society, you know, so it's questionable. So how can an ad agency be conscious? I think it started with a journey of really finding myself. I was chatting to Philip and he started his business 3 years ago. So 38 is when men normally go through a bit of a midlife crisis, and you either find yourself a younger woman, or a faster car, or you find yourself.
So I've got a few more months to go.
There we go. Mark my words, you are in for a bit of a ride. Between 38 and 42 is quite challenging for men. And I think it started with finding my own personal life purpose, my business partner Gareth finding his soon afterwards. Like really going on a deep journey. The business was going through trouble. So I think when your little empire starts falling down and it's built through through self-service, through self-enrichment, and it's not working, you start asking questions. And I felt the methodology I came across was very relevant to my own life, and it really impacted my life magnificently. And I thought, well, could we approach business like this? And I think so. We find purpose as a business. We find what is behind making ads. And now I'm starting to think, and what we debate often in the office is, what if we, because now what marketing, the power we do have is we can influence boards of mass corporations. We have the ear of CEOs of big brands, big companies. Can we introduce purpose to those businesses?
Nudge a fast food retailer to offer maybe a more healthy alternative, not to change the business entirely, but...
So funny you should say that. One of our brands before was Famous Brands, and I did present that as an option on the fringe of their whole range. So that's the power of advertising. You can infiltrate companies, and you can show them an alternative. But, I mean, I even start thinking sometimes, what if our country had a purpose? Something that unites us beyond... You know, what does our country stand for? What is that one word that's at the core of this country that's beyond religion, beyond race, beyond culture, that pulls us together? And I think that's at the heart of our business, and we've built all our tools and our services around this as an idea. And we've seen over the last 10 years, 9 years, like a spectacular return based on this approach.
It's authenticity, isn't it, that when one approaches something not purely from self-interest, but actually from a broader perspective, that people genuinely connect with that?
I think, yeah, it's belief that we can be greater than what we set out to do. You know, I think often we set out in business, we think we set out to make money, but there's something far bigger at play that we're not even conscious of. That's why this word conscious is a different one to sort of vocalize what does it mean. But it's almost like there's something in the greater wisdom, the unconscious, that's sitting there, that's guiding us, but we're not even aware of what. It's like driving to work in your car and you don't even know how you got there. You're just that unconscious. So I think we've got clarity on what we are set to do in this country, And I think we are working towards delivering on it, and maybe in 10, 20, 25 years we'll see the impact of it at a mass scale.
Well,
who knows?
As Judge Mervyn King said, a really phenomenal crop of finalists this year, and as listeners have just heard, two of the most innovative conscious leaders in South Africa. Philip Tomlinson, CEO of Different Life, thanks so much for coming into studio.
Thank you.
And Pepe Maree, CCO of Joe Public. We'll find out next week, Thursday, who the winners are going to be this year's Conscious Companies Awards. That's all for tonight, though. Stay tuned. We've got Glenn Lewington coming up next with Classic Silver Screen. From me, Michael Avery, have a great weekend. Good night.